Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm back. Just a quick PSA. I was dealing with my wife was dealing with cancer treatment last week. She had a surgical procedure, and I've been a nurse for most of last week. Still being a nurse now, but things have worked out well, and we're going along. Joining me now from Guns.com is e-commerce specialist Alex Revelle. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Your family are doing well. Hope everything's going all right.
Yeah, it's going about as good as it's going to go. You know, it's there's only so far that something like that then it becomes a time thing.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to SHOT Show?
I did not. No, sir. I was holding down the fort, just trying to keep things moving while everybody else was out.
Well, let's talk about holding down the fort. We've got a landing page going on with Lock and Load now. And if you go to the landing page and if you use the promo code, you guys are giving a 5% discount on guns.
Yes, sir.
You know, nobody does that. You're nobody offers a 5% discount on guns. Huh?
Yeah, you definitely don't see discounts on guns too often, that's for sure.
So, with you guys, and this does have a sunset because this is not going to go on forever. But tell them about this. How do they find this? How do they if they want to get a hold of this? How do they find the guns.com landing page?
The landing page or just like our website in general?
Well, you know, we can start with the website in general. I'm trying to find the email that Alex sent me about the landing page. You go ahead and tell them about the website while I do that.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We're all over the place. So obviously, we're at guns.com. We've got that URL locked in. So pretty recognizable and unique in that sense. We're also on Instagram, Facebook. We've got a YouTube page. We're always trying to put out content for the consumer so that you guys can have reviews. You can see what we have in stock. We have a big We Buy Guns program that you can find on our website at guns.com where you can sell us your gun. And it goes into our inventory. That way we're putting up a customer front on two sides, building relationships by buying guns from people and also bringing in guns so that we have a wide selection for any consumer to come in and take a look at.
So, speaking of used guns, the promo, the landing page with guns.com, that is my landing page, is guns.com/lock. Guns.com/lock. If you go there and use promo code LOADED5, that'll get you 5% off of all certified used guns, which I just happened to be looking for a gun. Mr. Revelle?
Yes, sir.
Let me take a look at this and see if I might find it. Now, with you guys, because of the e-commerce setups that you guys have and everything, selling a gun and buying a gun at guns.com is a relatively easy lift, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've tried to do everything that we can to streamline the process. We've got a great team to work at things from every single level. I really feel like, especially our We Buy Guns process has really put a major, I guess, foot in the whole pawn shop selling thing. You know, you don't have to go in and haggle with somebody or go around to a bunch of different pawn shops and find people that you might not find reputable. It's a very simple process. Send in some pictures and some information, and then we have a group of experts to take a look and offer fair values on guns so that we can resell them. And it's been just really solid. I mean, we've seen massive growth in that department and that specific line over the past year, and I assume that it's just going to keep growing. But it's pretty cool because it's what offers us the ability to offer so many unique things and so many cool things to anybody who's out there shopping for a new toy.
Well, the, you know, that's see, here's the thing. This is a problem I've had in the past. I'll buy a gun, and then I want to review a different gun. So I'll take the gun that I have used, and I'll go want to trade it. And look, there you have one right there. How about that? Let's see the details on that one. And then when I trade it, like at a pawn shop, like you're talking about, I'm looking at maybe, what, 35, 40% of retail.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it pretty low. I've gotten some pretty insulting offers myself.
Now, I don't know why that is. I don't know where that figure came out with.
I actually run an FFL, so I know, especially with things that I do, a lot of companies like that, pawn shops, gun shops, they have a lot of overhead, things that they've got to work with, trying to make as much money off of things as they possibly can. And we've just, because of the volume that we get in, because of the recognizable name of Guns.com and kind of the reputation that we've built, it kind of puts us in a unique position where we're able to offer a little bit more, but still be able to get those in at reasonable prices to sell to other people as well. It's kind of a balancing act, you know. You don't want to go one way too far. You want to kind of keep it level where you can still offer these at reasonable prices, but you're also settling at a good deal for the person who's selling that gun.
Now, let's do a little stuff with used guns. Let's start with Glock. Now, Glock, heretofore, there's been five generations of Glock. Everybody talks about if you're going to get a older Glock, you can only go with Gen 3. And for some reason, Gen 4 has been completely glossed over, and everybody's like, but Gen 5 is the way to go. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I started off as a Glock hater, and then I kind of came on board. Now, I carry a Glock all the time. I think Gen 3 definitely has probably the best reputation. I don't really know why Gen 4 is slept on. I think Gen 4 Glocks are great. I like the bigger magazine release for myself personally.
Right.
Gen 5s, I like front serrations. I like to do press checks from the front, so that's a feature that I enjoy personally. I think there's some people who are like, man, Glock hasn't really innovated into the design much. They're just doing these minor things and then putting a little more of a premium upcharge on it. And so I think there's some people that are just like, why would I spend, you know, extra money to get that Gen 5 when the Gen 3 is as reliable as it's going to get and it's a trusted and proven gun kind of design? And that's understandable for sure.
I guess the problem would be now, wouldn't the problem be finding, well, I'll tell you what, you hang on. We're coming up on the first break and talking to Alex Reville. He's an e-commerce specialist at Guns.com. We're talking about used guns, the easiest way to buy guns on the internet, which makes it the easiest way to buy guns in the United States today.
Absolutely.
And I'm on the prowl right now. I'm looking for a particular gun, and I'm trying to zero in on something. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Keister.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Alex Reville. Are you the e-commerce specialist at?
I am a. We've got a big team of a lot of talented people, and I'm definitely not the only one.
Gotcha. That's important. We got to make sure we do the distinction and everything. But you are the one they keep throwing out here and saying, okay, well, you're going to be a guest again there. Now, One thing that you have that I don't see too many people pushing out there too much, you have police trade-ins.
We do. We've actually just settled a couple of big buys, too, in that department. We got some Smith & Wesson Model 64s and 65s in. I want to say close to 1,000 of those. We got a bunch of M&P 45s that we just got in as well. And we are always looking for those law enforcement deals, trade-ins. Typically, those are good for the customer, and they're great for us. Plus, it's just super cool to get to offer something like that that's seen service, a dependable firearm we can bring to the consumer.
Right. The other thing that you offer, which I find to be very helpful, because most of the time, they probably, like with a camera, if I'm looking for a camera, they do not have a section in on the camera websites that I frequent where it says, these are all of our best sellers. You, however, do. You have a part of the site called the best-selling guns, and this mixes all the guns that you have, the best-selling guns, which I don't know if this is, but, I mean, the number one gun here that's on this page is the Glock 19 Gen 5. Is that the best-selling gun you guys have?
I do believe so. I believe that's definitely up there as number one.
But you also have some rifles, and you have a few other things up there. Taurus, which do you think Taurus is an underrated name brand?
Definitely, especially when you talk about just coming into a budget-friendly firearm, something that's very inexpensive, can fit a plethora of different roles. I think the new, I believe it's the GX4, the new model. I've always been somewhat critical of Taurus's triggers, but the new GX4, I think, is the model. The trigger on that one is very nice, very crisp, not a lot of take-up. And they're getting more, kind of more versatile, being able to fit into a bunch of different roles, subcompact all the way up to full size, and then they also have revolvers as well, which are really solid. So it's always been a good seller, always been something that's performed well for sure. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, might kind of toss Taurus off to the side, but that has always been a top performer.
Taurus has always struck me as sort of a Taurus and Kel-Tec are the only two gun manufacturers that I see that actually take a risk. And I don't know how much Taurus throws out there, but Kel-Tec, they'll take a crazy risk, and it's hard to find something out there. Although you do have the Sub 2000, which a lot of people like the Sub 2000. It folds up, it becomes a pistol caliber carbine if you need it to, and
absolutely. Kel-Tec is always innovating and looking into new things. It's very cool to see kind of the things that they get to put in the production. I've always felt like they've always been asking for solutions to all kinds of things, just trying to figure out, especially with the bullpups that they have, the different ejection systems, the service people who are also left-handed, things like that. I think it's super cool.
Is there a big enough difference beyond, and I guess the big difference here would be availability. So if I come to guns.com and I'm looking for a particular gun, and you don't have it new, is there a big difference between the prices as far as new versus used, as far as you're concerned?
I think that you typically get a better deal with used. I guess just the way I was raised, I've always been a little more frugal. Never been one to buy a new car or anything like that. I have purchased a lot of new guns in my life, but I've also purchased a lot of used guns. And I think there's a little bit more value in used guns to me personally. That's what we really, really focus on, too. I think that there's just a lot of things that you can get for the money when it comes to the used side of the market. Not to say that going new is bad in any way, shape, or form. But I do think there's just that slight advantage or edge, maybe a little bit lower price. Maybe you get some aftermarket components that have been added to the firearm, extra magazines, things of that sort oftentimes come with the used side over the new side.
I've been looking at the Glock 34s, and one thing I noticed, if somebody trades in a gun to you and it comes with five magazines, you leave that entire kit set up in place to where whoever buys that gets the advantage of, because it looks like you do.
We do, yes. Now, we have definitely had people send in boxes of magazines. I mean, we've had guns come in with, I've seen as much as 30 or 40 magazines, so if it's something like that, we might try to add those magazines to other firearms to kind of bump the value up on those. But it just kind of depends. For the most part, though, we're trying to pass on that best value on to the customer. So we try to leave stuff like that intact.
Yeah. That you don't see that very often. Most of the time somebody comes, like talking about the aforementioned pawn shop. You go into the pawn shop, you take a whole bunch of magazines, they're going to separate that out, they're going to sell it, they're going to... Sometimes if you take the gun and it has an optic on it, they want the plate because they want to separate the optic from the gun, put the plate back on the gun, and sell those two items separately. So,
yeah, absolutely, and we do not do that. So that, it comes in the way that it is, and we try to, like I said, we try to pass that on to the customer so that you have that, you know, and that's another unique thing about the used gun side of things, that aftermarket kind of upgrade. You can go out there, and I'm sure if you look right now, we've got all kinds of MOS cut Glocks that have a plethora of different optics on there. So right. It just gives you more options to take a look at, see what's in your budget. And you might be able to score a used one, you know, at a better price than getting a new one and a new optic and then have to get plates and put them all together. So it's just, again, trying to make that streamlined, easy process into getting into that firearm purchase.
Hang on for me, if you would. Coming up on the next break, talking to Alex Reville. He is from Guns.com, e-commerce specialist. So he specializes in making sure that the gun that you're getting, he's going to put it out there in a place at a price point where you can afford it, where you want to buy it. And that's the beauty of the whole operation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Moscow says it's been pulling back some of the 150,000 troops that the United States and its allies are warning have converged around Ukraine on three sides. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told MSNBC's Morning Joe that he hasn't seen it.
Well, there's what Russia says and then there's what Russia does, and we haven't seen any pullback of its forces. They remain massed in a very threatening way along Ukraine's borders. It would be good if they followed through on what they said, but so far we haven't seen it.
NATO Secretary
Secretary General John Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that, in fact, Russia continues to increase the number of troops and more are on the way. Two Texas sheriff deputies were shot and wounded after exchanging gunfire with a suspect who was struck and killed. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the incident happened in Katy, Texas, about 30 miles west of Houston. Both officers were hospitalized with what appears to be non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News. The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. It looks like President Joe Biden has rejected another of former President Donald Trump's executive privilege claims, deciding that Trump White House visitor logs should be handed over to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A letter from Chief White House Counsel Dana Remus to the National Archives said, "The president has determined that's not in the best interest of the United States and therefore not justified." Stay updated 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm talking to Alex Reville. He is from a e-commerce specialist at guns.com. Let me ask you a question. If by chance somehow I went to used guns, I went to new guns, I went to police trade-ins, and I couldn't find a gun I wanted, is there any way for me to request that you guys get this? I know that you have a big dealer network out there. I mean, what are my options there?
You can definitely reach out to us and see if there's something, you know, that we know is coming in soon along those lines. But the other thing, too, is on our used guns page, under the tab on the website, there's also a section that says new arrivals, and those are updated constantly. So anytime we get something new in, it should pop up there. So that's a good way to kind of keep track of what's coming in. Kind of in real time, what we're getting and what we're uploading as soon as we get it. So just a way for you to kind of track what's new and available.
Now, everything that you have coming to you is going to, is that going to Minnesota, to that warehouse there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's where we do all of our warehousing and shipping, receiving, inspections, cleaning, all that kind of stuff.
How often does your inventory, as far as what's showing on the website, how often does that change?
I mean, it's constantly changing with things coming in and things going out. I don't know if there's really a set time for when right. Things are changing or updating. It's just constantly, you know, one thing might go, a couple things might go on. And it also depends on what the schedule is for the week. You know, along with our We Buy Guns program, we also get in, you know, auction buys and the police trade-ins. So we might have things coming in from former law enforcement departments, things like that. And there's not really a set schedule for when that comes in. So some weeks are pretty hectic, and other weeks are more manageable.
So when a gun comes into you, and if it's going to be a certified gun, first of all, you got to have a gunsmith, a mechanic. He's got to look at it. He's got to determine that it's good to go. Is there going to be a cleaning?
Yes, sir. We try to clean and wipe down all the guns. We obviously have a huge volume of guns coming in. So we do the best that we can for things that are looking rough or gritty. And we just want to make it, you know, as professional and presentable to, you know, we always want people to open up the box and be pleased with what they get.
Sure.
But we do a pretty thorough inspection to make sure that parts aren't broken, things are working the way that they're supposed to. We have gunsmiths to take a look at things, fix things. So, yes, sir, we do have a, and that's kind of part of that We Buy Guns process is, you know, when it comes to us and shows up on our door, we have to go through that inspection process to make sure that we can approve the payment to go out to the customer. So it's pretty thorough to make sure that all parties are operating above board on that.
Then from there, if you take it in, you pay for the gun, then you got to take picture or video or both in order to get it up on your website. There's going to be, as I'm noticing, there's some individualistic sort of items that may go with it. Like if it comes with five mags, it's probably going to have five mags. If it comes with two, it's going to show two. So you guys have got to get all that together. You've got to get it up and in there. So it's when a gun gets there, when an individual gun gets there, it's actually the clock starts ticking, doesn't it? Because sooner or later, they're going to want you to put it on the site.
Absolutely. We work pretty hard to get things up pretty quickly. I mean, we do a lot of different things. You know, we submit the guns to make sure that they're not stolen, so we make sure that the serial numbers and everything are kosher. Just want to do things like that, again, to have that really professional, go the extra mile and make sure everything is good
for
the person who's going to be buying the gun. I work specifically on the description side of things, so hammering out, you know, what does it come with, magazine capacity, twist rates, aftermarket upgrades, triggers, things like that, and getting those kind of nailed down so that you know what you're getting into when they get photographed and they get set up on the website. And as soon as they're purchased, then they're shipped out, and we have a process of trying to make sure that everything that it ships out with gets shipped, or everything it comes with gets shipped out as well. So just double checking at every turn to try to make sure that we deliver on what we've posted and advertised.
That sounds like a very labor intensive setup. And I mean, so you're taking in guns how many days a week?
About five.
5 days a week.
Are
you taking in 20 guns a day, 50 guns a day?
That number definitely shifts a lot.
Sure.
I would say on the We Buy Gun side, we're probably around 100. And then, you know, when we get a bulk buy or a police trade-in or something like that, I mean, they can be in the thousands, hundreds. Just kind of depends on, I think the most we've ever gotten, we get a couple thousand, maybe 4,000 or something like that, 6,000, somewhere in there. In a day, so it kind of depends on what the plan is for the week or where the purchasing has gone for the company. But we definitely have high volumes coming in, and just from the time that I've started to the time that we're at now, I started back in 2020, which was kind of still pandemic time, and
right,
things were recordly busy for the business. But now looking back at that, I was like, man, we were slow. Like, we were breaking every record at that time, you know. And
right,
thinking like, wow, things are just going up. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, God, those were relaxing days.
Those are heady days, bros.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there were times back then when we would get in, you know, there'd be days that we would get in 10, 15 guns. And I mean, we've expanded this business. We have a lot more employees now, a bigger space. But I'm just thinking back to those days, and I was like, man, now it seems like those were just kind of the relaxing days.
The good old days. Well, I mean, it probably is more intense for you guys because I don't think anybody else does what you do.
It definitely feels like that. It's very hard to, I think we're always trying to look at ourselves and the market, other people who are out there, and we want to improve. You know, we're not a finished product. We're not the best that we can be yet. I don't think we're ever going to be the best that we can be because we want to have that mindset to always improve and be better. And it's difficult sometimes because we sit down and we look at a lot of the competition that's out there and kind of discussing things. It's hard to find one place that does the same thing that we do. Sometimes we'll have to source a couple different places and kind of piece things together to try to look at things that other people are doing maybe better than we are and to ask ourselves those kinds of hard questions. But, yeah, we definitely feel like we're in a unique position at Guns.com as a kind of the premier used gun dealer in the U.S.
Right. Well, when we're coming up on the next break, and when we come back, I want to talk about your dealer network and if how you guys use that. Guns.com is the easiest place to go to find what you're looking for. If you're looking for a firearm, they have ammo. In some cases, they have accessories. They have new guns. They have used guns. Like right now, I know, and I saw this in their top sellers. I know that Henry's lever guns are sort of hard to find, and yet they appear to be in stock at guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Alex Reville from Guns.com. We've been talking about the different ways you can buy a gun. Let's talk about the dealer network. We've mentioned that briefly and everything else. How does the dealer network operate? I was trying not to do like the whole double thing where I'm going, how does a dealer network work? How does the dealer network operate for you guys? Are you always expanding said dealer network? How's that roll?
Always expanding the dealer network for sure. That's also kind of another area where we have a different, I guess, side to customer as well, because we have dealers who are customers to us. Kind of giving them an opportunity to, you know, for somebody like me who owns this small, me and my brother own a small gun shop, you know, just the opportunity to sell things online, to maybe get things out there, get those sales outside of the small little town that we're in, just opening up the door for more revenue for a small gun shop, more exposure. So what we do is we've built up a large group. We've got a team of people who work and get these dealers to come onto our website and then list what they have for sale in their shop on the site, further expanding the things that we have that are available. So again, that just opens it up to just more right there at your fingertips, more just at the click of a button or the touch on your phone to be able to look at a wide variety of different things. So we just go out, whether it's through gun shows or trade shows or SHOT Show, we have people who are always looking to get other gun shops to join our dealer network. We just kind of broker those deals, offer them that platform so that they can sell their stock and bring more to the buyer, while also helping out the dealer who's trying to move the inventory that they have.
So, now, I know a few local gun stores around here. They do, you know, they have the brick and mortar, but they also post guns online for sale. Is that the model? Is that the 21st century model of how people are going to sell guns? Because they're going to be available here, but if, you know, if somebody comes in online and wants to buy it, well, off it goes.
Absolutely. And again, from my own personal experience, you know, small little town in Minnesota, you know, we've sold to different states from, you know, Washington, Montana, over to Massachusetts, I think, even. So there's a lot of just having that small little shop, being able to open up to that range, having more customers available, putting things online. I mean, that's just kind of the era that we live in. And you can't really ignore it. If you want to be successful, you want to make money, and you want to provide for your family, you know, build up that business and build up that legacy, you kind of have to get your foot in the door for selling things online. And Guns.com's goal is to just make that an incredibly easy process for people to not have to go out there and find, you know, a third-party site that's going to charge a ridiculous amount of money, or having to build your own website and not having the just sea of views or clicks or maybe the clout that we've been able to establish over a period of time, just offering that up to anybody who wants to join the team.
Now, for a lot of these smaller gun shops that want to try to be dealers for this or dealers for that, in the past, with the various manufacturers, they'd be like, oh, sure, we'll send you X amount of Glock 19s if you want, but you got to also buy these.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do some of your dealers, do they patronize you to the point where they're like, well, we'd like to buy some of your Glock 19s, but we don't want necessarily any of your Glock 31s?
I'm pretty sure there's some dealers out there that have bought stuff from us. I can't personally speak to that. I don't know
Sure. The
ins and outs necessarily of all of that. But there is a lot of that going on, especially over the past year and a half, 2 years, when the demand is super high and the supply is super low.
Right.
A lot of those suppliers know that, hey, I've got a lot of this crap and I can't really move. So if you want any of the good stuff, you got to buy some of this other stuff. And we've even dealt with that in big orders, not just small gun shops. I think that's pretty universal with a lot of different people. So it's just kind of the nature of the game as it is right now. But it's definitely an issue.
Yeah, but for somebody like Guns.com, of course, with the volume that you're doing, they probably trip over themselves to take care of you. But at the same time, I'm sure a lot of people are turning to you because looking at a couple of local gun shops around here that were mom and pop sort of things, they're not getting resupplied.
Oh, yeah.
They're having to go out to estate sales or, you know, buying this or buying that, but they're not getting resupplied with new guns. Some of the ones that are higher volume are.
Yeah, and, you know, I can speak to that as well. You know, it's to the point with some of the suppliers with the gun shop that me and my brother run, that you just literally write them a check and it's like, hey, I want ammunition. And you just have to kind of hope that, you tell them I want 9mm or 5.56, 223, and you kind of hope that that's what they're going to send you, but that, you know, it's kind of funny because in the age that we live in where you can get everything that you want at your fingertip, but a lot of the supply chain problems, manufacturing problems, restrictions, and just the demand, it's been very difficult. It's been kind of blind buying in a lot of ways with certain things.
Do you think the gun industry is going to learn from this? They're going to learn from this as far as how they operate? Are the manufacturers going to put on more shifts and start? Because it's like you said, in 2020, when you thought it was hot and flying, it's nothing compared to now.
You know, I do think that there's a lot of learning that's been going on. I think we kind of already see that a little bit with ammunition. Ammunition starting to kind of get that dip going down. It's not where I think any of us would like it yet. But I do think that they're starting to understand, what they need to do. Also, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are learning that what the hot sellers are, what they're going to focus on, maybe not try to push some of the lower end, slow moving anchor kind of products as well. So I hope that kind of the way that things are going, that there is kind of a recovery or a light at the end of the tunnel with a positive spin on it, learning from the difficulties of the past 2 years.
Well, I haven't, I myself have not posted a video on YouTube of a review or anything since November the 19th. I finally got to that point where I said, okay, I'm going to hold up on this burn of my ammo, and I'm going to wait till I find some more at the price that I want to pay. Not that I, you know. It's not that I can't afford this price, but I don't want to pay it.
I think that the consumers are learning as well. You know, if we're desperate and we buy this ammo, they're going to be like, oh, well, it's okay to charge this much for this ammo. And I think a lot of consumers are like, you know what, like, I've stocked up a good bit. I might not shoot as much, might be a little more economic, maybe a little more frugal with what I've got, ration it out a little bit better. And I think that will also help drive things to go down.
Yeah. I didn't buy anything in 2013 after the Sandy Hook surge that we had. And I have bought plenty of guns, but I haven't. The only ammo I have purchased for any gun is I bought four boxes of 45-70 because I had a 45-70 rifle for the first time ever. Still haven't shot it, but I have one.
A beautiful cartridge.
Yes. I'm looking forward to shooting it. Mine's all nice and punked out. It's got a bunch of Ranger Point Precision stuff on it. Nice top rail from XS Sights. It's quite the thing to behold. But in any event, first things first, thanks very much for all the shifting that you did last week. I know that you had to shift to get to here, and I appreciate that.
No problem at all. And like I said, we'll be praying for you guys. Hope that you know there's a little bit of just relief for you, and hopefully things will take a turn for the better.
I do appreciate that. Alex Reville, guns.com. You can go to guns.com/lock and put in code LOADED5 and get 5% off any certified used gun there. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, we got Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.